American Language Course, Book 20, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3D. Look at Figure 1. Let's repeat these two lists of words. Read across from left to right. Number 1. Defect. Defective. Number 2. Prevent. Preventive. Number 3, create. Creative. Number 4, communicate. Communicative. Number 5, protect. Protective. Number 6, secret. Secretive. Number 7, persuade. Persuasive. Number 8, defense. Defensive. Number 9, product. Productive. Number 10, destroy. Destructive. Number 11, support. Supportive. Number 12, correct. Corrective. Number 13, describe. Descriptive. Number 14, talk. Talkative. Look at Figure 2. Repeat the sentences. Number 1. The storm destroyed a lot of houses. It was a destructive storm. Number 2. Their clothes protect them from the cold weather. They're wearing protective clothing. Number 3. He changes his oil to prevent damage. He uses preventive maintenance. Number 4. The paragraph describes the town. It's a descriptive paragraph. Number 5. His wife persuaded him to take the job. She's a very persuasive person. Now go to Figure 3. Read the sentence. Then answer a question with the underlined word using the -ive suffix. Repeat the answer. Number 1. How are the new parts? Repeat. They're defective. Number 2. How are the two young men? Repeat. They're very secretive. Number 3. What kind of language exercises are these? Repeat. They're communicative exercises. Number 4. What kind of weapons are they? Repeat. They're defensive weapons. Number 5. What can you tell me about California? Repeat. It's a very productive state. Number 6. How is Bob? Repeat. He's quite talkative today. Number 7. How are his parents? Repeat. They are very supportive of him. Number 8. What kind of person is she? Repeat. She's a very creative person. Go to figure 4. Let's repeat some statements and questions about auto repairs. Number 1. I'd like to have my oil changed. Number 2. Could you check my carburetor? Number 3. There's a leak in the water hose. Can you replace it? Number 4. Can you recharge the battery? Number 5. I think the spark plugs need to be replaced. Number 6. My wheels need alignment. Number 7. My fuel pump is leaking. Number 8. I think my brakes need fluid. Number 9. Can you check the transmission fluid? Number 10. There's a leak in my radiator. Look at figure 4 again. Now, listen to a mechanic ask you a question about your car. Choose any response from the sentences in figure 4 and answer him. What can I do for you? What's the matter with your car? What's the problem? What's wrong with the car? What's the trouble? What do you need? How can I help you? Now go to figure 5. Listen to a conversation. What can we do for you?
My car needs to be serviced. I'd like the battery, the oil, and the tires checked.
Does it need a tune-up today?
Not today. How much do you think it'll be?
We'll check your car for free. If we find a problem, we'll give you an estimate before we do anything.
That sounds good.
Look at figure 5 again. I'll read the mechanic's lines, you read the customer's lines. What can we do for you? Does it need a tune-up today? We'll check your car for free. If we find a problem, we'll give you an estimate before we do anything. Go to figure 6 now. Listen to the dialogues and put a stress mark over the words that are stressed. Listen to dialogue 1. What did Sam buy?
A car.
What color is it?
It's a blue one.
Listen to the dialogue again and check your stress marks. What did Sam buy?
A car.
What color is it?
It's a blue one.
Listen to dialogue 2. Put a stress mark over the words that are stressed. What's wrong with your car?
It stalled this morning.
Where did it stall?
Near the mall.
How did you get to work?
I took the bus.
Listen to the dialogue again and check your stress marks. What's wrong with your car?
It stalled this morning.
Where did it stall?
Near the mall.
How did you get to work?
I took the bus.
You can check your answers on the answer page for this tape after lab. Now let's go to figure 7. Look at the dialogue. Some of the words are marked with stress marks in the question. You mark the words that are stressed in the responses. You will have about 1 minute to mark the stressed word in each response. Begin now. Now check the words that you put a stress mark over.
Where did you go on vacation?
We went to California. California is stressed.
What part?
Southern California. Southern is stressed.
Did you go to Disneyland?
No, but we swam in the ocean. Ocean is stressed. Now listen to each question in the dialogue again and answer it. Stress the correct word in each response.
Where did you go on vacation? What part? Did you go to Disneyland?
Go to figure 8. Listen to the question and circle the correct answer. Number 1. Sam bought some tools, but some of them were defective. What was wrong with the tools? Number 2. The library has a new system for organizing the books. What does the library have? Number 3. My aunt had a bird, but she released it. What happened to it? Number 4. Do they supply you with any sheets at the motel? Number 5. What's that liquid? Number 6. Who provides food and shelter for their children? Number 7. What's his function in the program? Number 8. Did you look over the report? Now listen to the correct answers. Number 1 is B. Defective tools are not made correctly. Number 2 is B. The library has a new system or method for organizing the books. Number 3 is C. The bird my aunt had went free. She released it. Number 4 is A. Do they supply any sheets at the motel? Yes, they supply or give you clean ones. Number 5 is B. What's that liquid? It's just water. Number 6 is C. Who provides food and shelter for their children? Parents do. Number 7 is B. What's his function in the program? He's in charge of the lights. Number 8 is A. Did you look over the report? Yes, I read it last night. This is the end of tape 3D, book 20.